This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. We begin the day with positive cues for the equity market. The SGX Nifty is up about 60 points, indicating a start in the green. Remember, the Nifty yesterday ended its four-day losing streak, closing at the high point of trade. Foreign investors, though, continue to sell in the market. FIIs sold almost 4,500 crores in the cash markets yesterday, but a large chunk of it due to the Vedanta deal that took place. There was good buying from domestic institutions, so 1,400 crores of buying is what we saw in the cash markets yesterday. This morning, we wake up to positive global cues. The Dow was up 194 points, although retail and tech stocks were under pressure in the US. Nordstrom and Gap fell after reporting earnings that were below street estimates. But I'm closely tracking what's happening in the world of cryptocurrencies. Yesterday, the government came out with a notification where they seek to prohibit all private cryptocurrencies in India. The government of India wants to create a facilitative framework for an official digital currency by the Reserve Bank of India. The RBI is examining the possibility of launching its own central bank digital currency, and the crypto market saw a sharp fall after this government bill came through. So all eyes will be on the impact that this would have on the equity markets. Will money move out of cryptos and into equity markets? And also, what exactly is the definition of private cryptocurrencies? Would it include the largely popular names like Bitcoin and Ethereum? All of that will be closely watched out for. But for the equity markets, the start is expected to be in the green. Thanks for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.